Hey guys, it's another episode, another amazing episode, and guess what? It's a week to Christmas, so wow. I'm sure the bustling, the hustling, you know, everywhere is just, you know, on fire. Everybody's buying one thing or the other. If not, bust me Christmas clothes, but oh well, we move. Gone are the days when, you know, they'll say, oh, we're going to the market to buy this, to buy shoe, to buy that, to buy that. Now you have to hustle on your own. That is why I want to, you know, this thing I'm about to talk about, it has been on my mind for like quite a long time now. Ha, this adulthood, they actually lied to us. Like, they lied to us. Adulthood is a fucking scam. And wow, wait, you guys, wait, hold it there. I have someone today. You guys should see it. Hey, God. So I'll let him introduce him. I'll let him introduce himself, and then we'll take it up from there. So yeah, go.
Okay, my name is let me be formal right now. My name is Onikaba Isaac Chukwuebuka. That's the full name. Yeah.
Boy. Are you not adding your engineer title?
What the hell?
relax. You're so excited.
I'm in the building right now on this podcast, so it's definitely going to go places.
There. You know.
Yeah, I'm Engineer Isaac. Engineer Onikaba Isaac Chukwuebuka.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm a petroleum engineer.
Oh.
I'm a petroleum engineer. Yeah, I graduated from Federal University of Technology, Owerri. Yeah. 2019 set, yeah, we just left. We are the.
And guess what? I was at that convocation. Best graduating student. Nothing.
Single thing.
Oh, Jesus. Fact, wow.
After 5 years of hustling and bustling.
My chest. Chai. This life,
It was weak.
Make money. Hey.
In fact, and you guys, just guess something. Since my convocation, I haven't gotten a dime from my dad, man. It came so soon. I'm like, what the hell?
I swear, this adulthood. The way they told us, you go to primary school, secondary school, university. Yeah. Immediately you come out, you get a job.
Like, I thought, during the convocation, I was going to get picked by Shell or something, you know?
Like,
on the spot. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going back to Kano now, and I'm going to pay my bills. Like,
I'm taking myself
down to Kano. Like, that's what the hell? Like, I thought
it's so annoying. Like, God, no. can't they just vex and just, like, give me vex money?
Like, right now,
of free money.
I have just one trouser. Like, I'm like,
wow,
it's gonna help me complete it. My shoes are old and stuff. I need new stuff. I need new wardrobe.
Oh my God! But which Nigerian parent do you want to tell that one that you need you need money for shopping? You will what?
Sleep. Imani will graduate. Yeah, maybe he's begging them. What? Get him name. What are they doing?
Hey God, ego be.
But
Isaac, I feel like we should just rearrange this thing. Like, we should just tell our parents that, please, until I get a job, you're supposed to give me pocket money. Like, but you know, this thing is very interesting, because how do we have money for subscription?
I'm telling you, how am I supposed to get it? And now, if I use that, I'm more like,
that's not more, because we are not even so occupied like that. There's no job. We are just occupied with house chores, basically.
Nigerians are not even helping us. I just heard that. In fact, I'm actually happy that NYC has increased the pay to 30.
From 19,800. At least, please, if you are listening from, that's maybe something. I can only relate to the Ghana cities. So, like, 19,800 is like 150 cities. And then the increased pay now being 30,000 naira is like 250 cedis. So you guys should just compare and contrast. Okay. Like, what can 20 naira? Do you know, while I was in Ghana, like 100 cedis can just finish like in a minute. Like, I just enter a shop and then I get a dress, a shoe, and something else. And 100 of this is gone.
Mad, though.
Hey, really mad. Please don't bring this your Malian vibe. Don't bring this your Malian vibe.
Malians, come forward.
We are not bringing Malian vibe, please. We are very, you know, we don't do Malian
things. We have manners here. We have manners here.
Very mannered children. Yeah, so I think like we should really like talk to our parents. They should just, you know, do this thing. We should just rearrange everything. They lied to us.
The coco be say, at least now everybody is like now out of school now. I think I'll have to find something to do before my NYC. Because next set, I think it's March. Like from now to March, what hell? How will I be subscribing? How am I supposed to survive this December heat? You know, you're supposed to be on board now.
You know, dirty December. Party after.
Chill. Those people like there are some shows that are going to be going down, you know. When guys are going to turn up for the show, how am I supposed to tell my guys that
not
I don't have 5,000 for regular or
go be.
How am I supposed to tell my mom that I need 5,000? Like
ha, you get as he be now.
She'll be like, for what? Getting in a main as well.
As
only you graduate, him only. Like, I don't understand. After you finish graduating, the government does not pay. It's not like we are Norwegians. We are in Norway that, like, you know, you get paid, like, after school, before you get something doing. Like, you always have, the economy is better. So, I think the way they have, their country is, the way it is completely different from the Nigerian state. So,
we should sell this country. No, sometimes I don't understand.
I think we should just chase away all these leaders and bring new ones, like fresh ones.
I swear, bring engineers
to engineer this country. You know,
as well, it could be.
No, my dad. In fact, the truth is, I don't remember the last time my dad even gave me something. That is just the truth. Mm-hmm. Although my dad is a good man, yeah, he does a lot of things. But my dad is even better than a lot of dads. I know my guys out there that.
Shout out to dad.
My daddy has actually been trying. Like, I actually got something like last month. That's something. But I was expecting
I didn't
something.
Get anything. This love is one sided, though.
But last month when I got something, I didn't graduate, you know. Right now I'm a graduate, and
no wonder.
Like, two eyes has been looking at me from one corner. He'd be like, okay, one maybe we all graduate to go. So yeah, the chowari, how you mean? What the hell? I'm not even saved. You know.
Hey, another thing I want to talk about is the fact that most people, like this dirty December, I feel like sometimes like people don't even save up more. They borrow up and then they, you know, post for this December.
January long ago.
Please, I'm still saying this thing again.
January is like 3 months and half.
Marry
them now, because you know when you want to get that to this December, and then you decide you find out that you spent a lot of your savings. Maybe your money itself, what you don't really get for the thing, don't finish. You bring your savings you are supposed to use next year. You bring it into the date of December, and then at the end of the date of December, you are left with, I don't even know how much you're left with. Maybe you're left with 3,500.
That one can
for
be
the whole December.
That's your subscription for January.
That's what it means now. And your transport, are you supposed to be at home all December?
I wonder. No.
January, you're supposed to get busy now, so you get money where you use run the 3 months, because January are 3 months like this.
I tell you,
that it's not a joke. Okay, so that it could be that, you know.
But you know, like after when I graduated and everything, like I did my I did my 6 weeks training in Lagos and everything, thinking that my induction would be this. Do you know, I was actually down. Like I think I was depressed. I don't know, but like I feel like I was depressed because I know this is unrelatable, but the fact that I didn't have anything doing, I was just on my phone. There was nothing to keep me busy, just my phone. Okay. Everybody goes out and then I'm being left in the house. Ah, God.
That's why it's always advised to get something doing, like after even as a student, like during my school, like every semester, if I get home, I always like I have somebody that always gives me a job, you know, like
Connecto.
And I'm happy that he always wants me back after every semester. I'm like, wow, like I always have something doing. like nothing like say you go back to school, you have extra money apart from the one we pops will give you.
I swear.
Like I heard somebody gets 5,000 before every semester, like 5,000, like assume you're a photo, you're a photo Malian now. And you come back to school with 5,000.
Oh like, my god.
5,000 to be like what? In fact, I can't even imagine 5,000 because 5,000 is just money from control to your school self. Like, from control to school, like if you are taking a stop, it's like 1,500, and you're left with 3,500.
Yeah.
You're left with 3,500, and then you fill your gas. Gas is 400 kg.
I don't know.
You go to cook now.
Abi, you want to buy food?
You want to buy food? You gonna cook now, as in like before you buy gas, before you sub, you guys stay updated. Now when you know when they will say class day, class no day.
Yeah.
You might be in your house by 3, someone could just say, customer could just say, class day, you guys should be coming around the make Dr. Kerunga is in class. What the hell? And he's the coordinator of the course.
Your money don't finish.
No, you're not supposed to do anything, you're supposed to be there. Although Malians like us, we know the reason.
Who be Malian with you?
There are some lecturers, they are just so mean. Like, okay, we can read up the notes, you know, but you don't know if it's going to take maybe just some quiz during the class. So you suppose they did those kind of thing.
Yes,
all this is what this
money does. Nigerian university that you have to do sorting.
Nigeria, I'm telling you, all these stuffs, you know, they might just walk up to you and tell you, like there was one exam I wrote, just the number 6 can take you the whole time.
Oh my god.
Like I'm supposed to answer 5 questions, but just one question you can spend 3 hours. The exam is 3 hours, you can spend 3 hours answering just number 6. So those guys courses now, they want you to come and see them after the exam. You know, as Nigerian universities be now, you guys survive. But 5,000 is nothing. So I'm telling you, you need to have extra cash. Maybe you might call your dad today and you'll be like, okay, let me see what I can do about it. I'll see you next week.
And next week you are still waiting to see what they can do.
Still seeing what will happen next week. Maybe that next week, you know, next week might like me like a month. So it's not very easy with them. You know, they're trying to take care of. Maybe you are like 3 in university.
I know.
Yeah, I've seen this person, and maybe the other two are girls, and you're the only guy like me. Like, we are 3, and the other two are women, and I'm the only guy.
Oh, my.
And the one is in the girls now. The one is in the girls for me, and I'm like that. Like, I can't do before these girls. What the hell?
Oh my god. So,
blame them anyways.
Yeah,
so,
it's well. That. That's part of the training.
So, you would need extra cash on your side to like keep up all this while. Before
I feel like all this, this adulthood scam that they've been doing is trying to, you know, build us up for the future. Because the hustle in Nigeria is crazy.
I would tell my kids, like, you need to step up before time.
No, I didn't tell you.
Nothing's on a platter of gold, though.
I didn't tell you.
You don't expect that maybe they come from school like this. They rush you like that. Them they rush you.
I swear.
No reason, amo. You guys get waiting, do before something will click. Yeah, you can be pressing some buttons before you get into the Nigerian market. But while you are waiting, you can be doing something else.
Yes, so.
You know, that's what I'm trying to do. You know, as I enter K Town now, like this, now before I will do, because I have to keep up. Now I have to
give you extra.
I have to buy new shoes, man. My shoes are whack right now. I need like a set of shoes, you know.
And a few shirts, you know, a number of trousers.
And to add up to my
stuff, and me, a gown, you know, a gown. So we're coming to the end of this podcast. Yeah. You see how random it was. Like, I like the vibe my brother brought on the podcast. I think, please, if you feel like I need to be bringing him more on the show, this one that he's idol, he's an idol man.
I'm an idol. No, like from next week now, I'm working. Maybe I can do it in the evening some morning.
Yeah, he'll be here. So at least let me just use him. Let me borrow some of his knowledge. Vote for once.
Vote for me to be on the podcast regularly.
So season's greetings, everyone. Compliments of the season. Start buying Christmas trees, you know, on the light.
Yeah.
But Nigeria should help us. They should give us lights in this season.
Like there's no light. Like we need dirty light. We need dirty light.
So we're ending with the quote of the week. That's ugly part of your story you are living through right now is going to be one of the most powerful parts of your testimony. This quote is so, oh my god, it got to me. So thank you guys. I know you will listen. And then the first person I get a feedback from on this podcast would receive 500 naira airtime of any network of your choice.
Can I listen to myself?
No, you can't. You can't. You are not part.
I need that in my life.
You are
right
not
that's
on
like,
this list.
That's a weak song, you know.
So, guys, please make sure you give me a feedback so that you would receive. I could be so nice and give you 1,000 naira. It depends.
Wow, I'm
yeah.
Like she's not broke right now.
I'm actually broke, no, but you know, I'm no, trying to encourage my fans to listen.
Yeah.
You know, so guys, see you guys. Have fun next week. You know,
we're gonna be now.
Yeah, bye.
Jamo.
Oh my god.